The sound of Jennifer Berube's alleged attack on Officer Damon Wynn.
Stop you there. They have a video of the attack. The issue is not whether the attack happened. The issue is the motive of her attack, as you will go on to say in this video.
Inside an interview room at the Rutland City Police Station are hard to listen to.
Thanks for putting your own spin on that. I almost didn't know what to think there for a second. Whoa, that sounded quite bad. There's a lot of banging going on. I think we'd better watch this video, guys. Fucking shit. She was trying to kill him. Holy shit. She snuck up on him with a fucking knife and tried to cut his throat. Fuck me. That is quite a clear-cut case, I would think. She kept on struggling with him, trying to stab him, keeping hold of the knife until he restrained her, and it took someone else to come along to get her to drop her knife. She seemed pretty fucking determined. I wonder what her motive was.
The prosecution paints the picture of a woman whose motive was to kill.
Did the prosecution really paint that picture? Didn't her attempt to cut the man's throat from behind and then stab him to death when he caught her paint that picture?
The deadly weapon was used. It was used with stealth. It was used from behind. And it was going to the area of Officer Wynn's neck.
Yes, that is a very boring but accurate description of what she did. When you put a knife to someone's neck from behind when they don't know you're there, and they are de facto your enemy, yes, the intent does very much appear to be to kill.
During her initial interview with police, Berube claims it was not her intent to kill the officer when she allegedly approached him from behind and dragged a knife across his jugular.
It's a good thing sensationalism wins out over feminism, isn't it? See? Results. You can't argue with them. Anyway, yes. Bullshit. It doesn't matter what she says, because now we know that she is also a liar. Actions belie intent. If you were going to cut someone's throat, and you fail because they stop you, that does not mean you did not intend to cut their throat. Well, you know what? That's what I'd say too. But the thing is, you did actually cut near his jugular vein. It was a hidden knife that the police missed, that you snuck out with and actually cut his throat with, and it looks like you were doing it to try and kill him. I do not believe that you were just trying to see your husband again. I mean, this is an absurd attempt at a defense. It's hard to believe that anyone would think taking a hostage with a knife in the middle of a police station is going to yield positive results. However, look at how long it took to get to the guy she tried to cut the throat of. It took about 40 seconds for someone to arrive from a nearby room because they thought she was unarmed and couldn't hurt him. If she had cut his throat and he had died without yelling for their help, which he probably wouldn't have done with a cut throat, this girl would have had more than enough time to sneak out. This was her plan. Kill this guy and leg it.
Berube was arrested with her husband for allegedly using stolen credit cards.
I don't like presuming someone's guilt, but if I were a betting man...
Her attorney hoped Berube's word would hold up in front of a judge.
Not only did she not intend to harm Officer Wynn, she was sorry that Officer Wynn suffered any harm.
Well, if she's sorry, then it's fine. And that's not even taking into account the fact that she's clearly talking shit.
Detectives say it's this Leatherman brand folding knife that Berube is accused of using on the officer.
Good thing for them fine details. Yes, she is accused of using that knife, but she is not accused of using a knife.
She claims she found it in the room.
Florina.
Oh yeah, these police are stupid enough to leave you alone in a room with a knife. And every word you have said thus far has been true. Yeah, that doesn't look like she means him any harm. Yeah, people flail around irrationally when someone has a knife to their throat, but isn't cutting them, to actually get the person to cut them, so they can frame them like this. Because clearly that's what's happening. You weren't trying to kill him, you were just trying to threaten him, but this police guy was like, shit, this is going to look like she's just trying to threaten me and she'll get off. I better make it look like she's trying to kill me. Is the use him as a hostage plan still on the books? Because it looks now like you're fighting with him to try and stab him, and he's fighting for his life. I'm no criminal expert, though. I imagine it's when this wounded guy, bleeding from the neck, has her in a hold that she can't get out of, that she's planning on taking him as a hostage and using him to escape the police station, right? So obviously this is an open and shut case, right? I mean, she very clearly tried to cut his throat with a knife, obviously with the intent of killing him. Oh wait, she was fucking acquitted. From the Police One article, quote, "A woman who approached an officer from behind and used a knife to cut his throat has been acquitted by a jury of an attempted murder charge. The Times Argus reports that Jennifer Berube was acquitted Friday, less than 2 hours after jurors began deliberations. The video was pretty clear. The evidence was pretty clear. But depending on where you sit, it's possible to have different perspectives," Police Chief James Baker said. What the fuck are you defending their position for? I do not think there are different positions on this, apart from a liar's position and an honest position. Why are you being so reticent with what you are saying? She tried to kill one of your officers. You can see it. Everyone can see it. Not only that, the jury delivered not guilty verdicts for attempted second-degree murder and the lesser charge of attempted aggravated assault with serious bodily injury. I cannot fucking believe they just let her off. Not guilty verdicts of attempted murder, second-degree murder, and aggravated assault with serious bodily injury after she cut his throat from behind. Not fucking guilty. I can't help but wonder, if she was a man and she was caught doing the same thing, if the punishment not only would have been worse, but her face would be black and blue. And if she were a black man, would she even be alive to be on trial? Honestly, getting away with this is what privilege looks like.